Message number 568. God's love once felt by man is something no man can live without. Monday, October 1, 2012 at 04:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, you must accept that when my followers believe in these messages, it will bring them a torment of the soul from time to time. Many will rejoice when they read my holy word and will accept it as a miracle. Others will also accept my messages, but on certain days they will be torn in two by the doubts which will assail them. These doubts are natural. For some they will question and question whether they are truly coming from heaven. Then they will be full of anguish because they know that their lives are about to change and that the second coming will be witnessed by them. This means that the lives they have led up to now will change beyond recognition. This is frightening for many because they want to cling to their old complacent lives, however unhappy they were. Fear of the future, fear of the hand of God, and fear of Satan's army torment them. Yet while my messages can strike fear within their hearts at times, they also bring comfort. For one thing is certain. They will feel my Holy Spirit in their souls, and once this happens they will become familiar with God's love. God's love once felt by man is something no man can live without. It brings peace. So no matter how fearful you, my followers, may be, you must remember that I, your Jesus, will never forsake you. You are mine. I am the life in your souls. Through me you will be saved. I am full of mercy for souls who turn to me for help. I will not let you suffer at the hand of Satan's followers. I will cover you with my precious blood. You have nothing to fear. Instead, you are being given the graces to prepare yourselves. Now you must be brave. Do not allow doubts to cloud your love for me or blind you to the truth of these messages. They are my gift to you. They are being given to you so that you will be protected and kept safe from harm. Always ask me to allay your fears, for they are planted as seeds of discontent in your mind by the evil one in order to distract you. I bless you. I give you peace. I give you my protection. Trust in me always. Your Jesus.